the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 10th, 2013. And as always, ladies, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I pray that you all had a peaceful and a blessed weekend full of wonderful possibilities and opportunities. And I just want to continue to encourage all of you to keep pushing forward no matter how hard it is, no matter what your challenges are, no matter what the obstacles are. It's important for you to keep moving forward. Always keep your eyes on the prize, which is so very, very important. Well, this show marks the second broadcast of our theme, Shameful Self-Promotion, okay? I am just so excited, and I shouldn't say shameful, I should say shameless self-promotion. I'm so excited about this topic because there are so many women out there who basically have a fear of promoting themselves or letting other people know who they are and what they do. And so, in a way, yeah, they do consider it shameful self-promotion, so they won't promote at all. But there is no need to be shameful. There is no need to be embarrassed or have a fear about promoting yourself and putting yourself out there. And I'm not just talking about women who are home business owners or micro business owners in direct sales. We're talking about all women have some degree of fear most of the time when it comes to promoting themselves. I've talked to women with PhDs, and they share with me that they know that they have a lot of talent, but when it comes to just providing information about themselves, they freeze up. They're not sure why or what have you. And, of course, last week, as we delved into this new topic, I talked a lot about how important it is to look at your childhood and your experiences to determine why you might feel a little bit of shyness or fearfulness about presenting yourself and promoting yourself. There is a huge difference in what I would call bragging and just blatantly making it all about you. There's a huge difference between that and sharing your information about your talent and your potential to help other people. Big, big difference. So keep that in mind. Our featured guest today, I'm very excited to announce, will be technology strategist Pamela Adams. Pam will share technology tips to promote yourself online. So this is going to be an information-packed show, and it's going to be very, very important that you have your pen and your notepad handy because, again, this is information that you'll be able to put to use right away. Very, very important. The Lunch and Learn teleclass for this month, I'm happy to announce that Women About Biz will be Building Your List Online. And this has everything to do with promoting yourself, getting information out there about your services and your products. You know, you can have the most beautiful websites, but if it's not set up to generate leads for you, then it's just another pretty website. I can't tell you how many times I have seen gorgeous, breathtaking websites that actually didn't call a person to action. And I know that's one thing that I'm continually improving on, even with WomenAboutBiz.com, is to make sure that it's just not a pretty website, but that when you arrive, you know what to do. And we're constantly improving and making new changes to that. So I encourage you to do the same. So more coming up on that teleclass to learn more about how to build a contact list, how to generate prospects. Well, did you get a chance to introduce yourself on the show last week? Well, if you didn't and you had pressed the button to introduce yourself, don't worry. You'll get a chance to do it today. So be prepared to share your name, the city you live in, and a short intro of your business and perhaps a website, a phone number, or a fan page that you would like individuals to visit. Also on the show lineup today, again, we're going to cover that all-important question that I love to ask you every Monday concerning the one-hour gift. Also, if time permits, I am going to read a book excerpt to you from the book A Year of Growing Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's one of my favorite small pocket books that you could keep. The excerpt is going to be Choose Your Goal, a lot of wise words that I think you will enjoy hearing today. Again, that's if time permits. And then our featured guest today, Pamela Adams, technology strategist, who will be sharing information on technology tips to promote yourself online. So now is such a wonderful time to share the show with individuals that you have talked to, that you know need encouragement and motivation to move their business to the next level. Perhaps someone hasn't even started a business yet, but they've shared with you that they want to. Perhaps it's someone in their career that's worried about getting laid off or really looking for a change. This is a perfect show for that. So I want to encourage you, if you can, to go ahead and just flash over on another line on your cell phone or your landline and dial that number of someone that you would like to bless so that they can dial into the show and hear this good information. Have them to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online, kudos to you again. Thank you so much for sharing the show with your social networks. Have individuals to go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. And, of course, feel free to leave the dial-in number on your post, 347-637-2589. Let them know Successful Woman Radio is live on the air now. Well, now I want to dig right into giving yourself the one-hour gift. A lot of people have been emailing me and thanking me for the one-hour gift and the five questions that you ask yourself daily. And you have, for those of you that have been emailing me, you have encouraged me because it lets me know that God is certainly blessing me and giving me resources to share that make a difference in the lives of other people. So for those of you who are new to the one-hour gift, the one-hour gift is taking at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. You see, I have personally learned that if you have a desire to achieve or accomplish a dream or a goal and be successful as a businesswoman, then it is going to require you to have clarity and focus on a daily basis. So what I came up with for myself, and this is how this all evolved, I came up with a list of five questions that I felt would remind me of things that I needed to check on and review on a daily basis. And my answers to those questions would help me to enhance and improve and find solutions to any challenges that those questions presented. And so I pray that this will do the same for you. So let's quickly go through the questions. I ask the questions, same questions each and every Monday with a little bit of a twist, simply because repetition is very, very important. It buries itself into your subconscious mind. And when you hear them over and over again, you're going to develop a habit of naturally asking yourself these questions. As a matter of fact, I had someone email me and they told me, you know, I don't ask all of the questions every day, but one day in particular, I was driving on the highway. There was a lot of traffic. The radio was getting on my nerves. And she said she turned the radio off and she just started thinking about things. And the five questions popped up in her head. And as she began to answer the five questions, she realized that there were several things that she was off track on for the week. And so that night, she scheduled time to just sit down and go back over those five questions. So she was emailing me to thank me for, you know, just constantly reminding everybody on the show to ask those questions. Here's number one. What results would I like to see in my life and business today? Now, you know, this is the type of question where really it's a little bit difficult to have a clear answer if you really haven't set your vision for what you would like to experience within a given time frame. Visioning is just so very, very important. And I know that a lot of people, you know, listen to people saying that vision is very important and, oh, that sounds eloquent or that sounds so profound. But if you listen to it and you never write your vision and make it plain, if you never know what it is that you want to experience, then it is difficult to answer this question. So I'm hoping that this question isn't falling on deaf ears. I want you to really think about this question as you answer it. And if you have not completed your vision and you're having problems answering this question, then that could be the issue. Now, a lot of people may not have did their vision and they still can answer the question. They feel they have clarity on answering the questions because they feel that they have set some type of goals. But again, I want to caution you that goals support a vision. So make sure that even if you are clear on what you think your goals are, ask yourself, you know, how do those goals tie into an overall vision, and am I sure of the results I want to see in my life and my business today? Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? This is a big one. Now, I'm sure many of you listening on the show today may not have looked at your calendar today. Well, listen, when you are busy and when you have a lot of things that are going on in your life, the calendar helps provide you with structure, which is so very, very important. I had someone to ask me, you know, do I have to list every single thing in my calendar? And my answer to that was, you need to put in your calendar enough information that's going to help you to move forward, not procrastinate and take action. And you need to have clarity on what it is that you are doing. And that leads me to question number three. Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? So here's the thing. The way it should work in a productive business is that on an annual basis, you set your new vision or you revise your vision, and then you set goals. What is it going to take for me to accomplish this vision, regardless of whether you wanted to bring in and generate an additional $100,000 or $200,000, you are going to set goals to figure out how to bring that in, whether you want to be featured in a major magazine publication, whether you want to add or increase your clientele by 20 or 30%, or whether you want to sell a certain number of products. For a productive company, normally on an annual basis, these are the types of things that are done. And then goals are set to the vision, and then you break those goals down and set deadlines and determine which parts of the year are the quarters that you want to accomplish those goals in. And that's what drives your task, your to-do items. That's what drives that, because tasks support goals. And then, of course, as the months roll by, you're going to be breaking down all of those goals and those tasks and getting them in your planner. So every week there should be contribution, okay? There should be contribution to your overall vision, which is very important. So if you have a lot of activities in your calendar and it's just packed, but you don't seem to be at the end of the week feeling accomplished or like you are have done things that are important, or that you at the end of the week you don't have any money in the bank to justify all of the business busyness, then you need to really slow down and evaluate that question. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Okay, I'll say it again. I think it's very important for business women and mostly everybody that listens to the show are micro business owners. I think it's so important for all businesswomen to call at least three new people a day. Where are you getting these names from? Oh, my goodness. If you're out there on the social network, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you have, I'm sure you have enough people to send a private message to say, hey, let's schedule a connection call. Let's exchange what we do. Let's determine if there is some synergy there or if there's a way that we can support one another. So that's very, very important. So, again, we all have things that we need to follow up on if we're a savvy businesswoman and we're on top of it. Number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Okay, here are some simple sub-questions for this question number five. Is your phone ringing every day or frequently with people wanting to know about your products and service? Are you getting emails about your products and services? Are people clicking on your links and signing up on your website to receive more information? Again, if these kinds of things are not happening, then your marketing definitely is not working. And what I find oftentimes with a lot of business women is that the marketing is not working, but not because of the marketing itself. It's because we as business women sometimes are not consistent with our marketing efforts, and we are not implementing our marketing efforts and then making sure that every day something is going on to let people know about who we are and what we do. So keep that in mind as you're asking yourself this question. So again, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? Three, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Four, who do I need to follow up with? And five, what results have I seen in my marketing? You ask yourself these five questions on a daily basis, and trust me, you're going to start to see changes in your life, even if the change is just giving you a signal that you yourself need to make a change, okay? Well, it is 12:17 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, we've come to that time when I promised that I would go ahead and allow you to introduce yourself and give just a short infomercial. So I want to do that right now. So look for 30 seconds. So I would say we have room for about five savvy business women to press star one now on your cell phone or your landline, which will help me to unmute you and identify who you are. And then you can share who you are, the city you came from, and a short infomercial about your business. And then, of course, don't forget to let us know how we can get in touch with you. So I need you ladies to go ahead and be quick with making a decision of whether or not you want to press star one, because we've got a packed show today. So, again, now is the time. So that you can introduce yourself and promote your business during our month of shameless self-promotion. Press star one on your phone keypad now, and we will go ahead and get started with that. In the meantime, while we are waiting for individuals to go ahead and press that star one, I want to, again, encourage all of you who are listening to realize that we're 6 months out. We're in the month of June. So that's 6 months prior to the year ending. So there's no time like now to get extremely serious, okay, extremely serious about the goals and what you want to accomplish for the rest of the year and how you are going to do it. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and schedule a power talk with me if you have not had a session, a free complimentary session this year. To schedule a power talk, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, click on Coaching Center, and from there, look over in your right-hand corner and just click Schedule Power Talk, and that's how you do it. Again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center in the top red menu bar, and then over in the right-hand column, simply click on Schedule Power Talk. Another quick announcement that I'm very, very excited about is that we are relaunching the Atlanta Women About Biz live network chapter, and we're really excited about it. And so for those of you that are in Atlanta or the metro area, get excited because we actually have a whole new website just for the Atlanta Women About Biz. So you're going to be able to put information in your business directory listing. You're going to be able to be featured on the Atlanta Women About Biz site. We're really going to be heavily into social networking and making sure that we help all of the Atlanta Women About Biz members get noticed through social links and backlinks. So we're very, very excited about that. And if you're in other areas, don't worry. We're coming to New York, Los Angeles, Charlotte, North Carolina, Maryland, Washington, D.C. area. And if there's an area that I did not call out and you live in a metropolitan area, then you can always email me at tnewby, that's T as in Trina, newby, N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com. You can always email me and let me know that you are interested in a live chapter network coming to your area. Now, what's going to make us so different than the regular networking events is that Women About Biz, of course, is just not about networking. We are about women seeing results in their business and moving your business from a low four-figure monthly to a high four-figure, high five-figure income on a monthly basis, and what is it going to take? So we'll be establishing roundtable sessions and really helping women to connect with each other and do more business and more referrals. So, again, stay tuned for that. I'm very, very excited to announce it. And I see that we have one person who has put themselves on the list to share information about their business. Caller who has the last four, 3860. You are live on the air. Start with your name and the city that you're calling from.
Hi, Trina. It's Cynthia Turner, and I'm calling from Atlanta. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are you? Happy Monday, Cynthia.
Thank you, Trina. As always, your shows are great, and I love listening. I'm there just about every week, so I want to thank you for all that you put out there for us as we struggle, some of us anyway, struggle, I'm one of them, with our business, and help make us better with what we're trying to accomplish.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Cynthia. And, you know, I think the world of you. And for those of you that are listening, Cynthia is our Women About Biz content and grant writing expert. So, Cynthia, go ahead and share with our listening audience today info about your business.
Oh, I'd love to, and thank you for this opportunity again. I am a professional writer, and I actually cater to entrepreneurs and small businesses because I know that you're trying to run your business, so you don't have time to actually do the content that you might need to do for your blogs or your articles or any of your copywriting types of assignments that you have as a business person because you're trying to market and promote your business. So I'm available to be able to do that. I can also help with grant writing, and I can help with your social media management. So I'd love to hear from any of our folks that are out there listening. My website is featherwriters.com, and that's spelled featherwriters.com. I can also be reached by phone, and that's 404-372-3860.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Cynthia, thank you so much for promoting yourself shamelessly today. And thank you also for being a longtime listener of Successful Woman Radio. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, Trina, and you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And, of course, that was Cynthia Turner with Feather Writers. She is an expert writer. She does grants. She can help you with content writing for your website. She can also help you with creating your social media strategy and posting. So, again, that's a great opportunity to connect with Cynthia at 404-372-3860. We still have room for about two or three more. If you would like to go ahead and press star 1, and that way I can see that you would like to introduce yourself and I can unmute you. I'm going to go ahead and move forward also with announcements, just letting you know that coming up on Wednesday, June 19th at 12 noon, I know there's a teleclass. This is a teleclass you're definitely going to want to participate in. It's called Building Your List Online, and again, that's Wednesday, June 19th at 12 noon. You know, getting traffic to your website is great, but it's what your site visitors do once they get there that counts. In order to cultivate new prospects online, it's important to have a system in place that will attract site visitors to provide their name, their phone number, and their email. So introducing to you our Lunch and Learn teleseminar, again, Building Your Email List. This informative teleclass, ladies, will show you how to create your list building system, develop a capture offer to generate interest from your site visitors, how to use pop-ups to capture your visitors' attention, how to use squeeze pages, posting on social networks, using autoresponders to automate the collection process, and a lot more. Now, I'm telling you, if you're interested in shamelessly promoting yourself online and getting yourself out there, then this is definitely a teleclass that you are going to want to take. Again, it's Building Your List Online, coming up on next Wednesday, June 19th at 12 noon. To register, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz.com. And then in the top right menu bar, click on events, and you'll see the event to register. This particular teleclass does come with a really nice PDF handout, so I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and register as soon as they can. I see that we have one other person who has raised their virtual hand to shamelessly self-promote. Listener who has the last four of their phone number, 2345, 2345, you're live on the air. Start off with your name and the city you're calling from. Go ahead. Let's see here. I think I have you unmuted. So if you're the last four of your phone numbers, 2345, you are live and unmuted on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, well, good afternoon. This is Janice Roche.
Hi,
and
Janice,
this is my first time. I'm doing good. I hope you're doing, you sound like you're doing great, and I'm loving the show so far. This is my first time dialing in.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the woman.
Thank you. I'm one of those people who did real estate for some years, and, of course, with the crash, I got out of real estate. And so I am literally just getting back into the real estate business in the last month. And so I really did like your statement you made earlier about managing your life through using your calendar, because that's one of the things that I've actually started working on to try to pull things together.
Wonderful.
But,
go ahead.
The most challenging thing for me on my calendar is that I also do a lot of volunteer work and some other things, so it gets real challenging to pull out, prioritizing, I guess, is the thing. So today's call has been quite helpful.
Well, wonderful. And volunteering is certainly a worthy cause. But in the words of my grandmother, just keep in mind you can't say yes to every good thing. And as a businesswoman, as you start your real estate business back, don't forget that in order to have clarity and focus, some sacrifices have to be made on the other side in order to make it happen, okay? Don't forget that.
Thank you. That makes sense. Yes, thank you for that.
So, Janice, you are a real estate agent in the state of Georgia, and you're going to be getting your business back up. So how can people who are from the Georgia area get in contact with you?
Well, right now I'm with Palmer House Properties, and go to PalmerHouseProperties.com and search for agent. And I'm literally just getting started, so I don't have my site up yet. That's why I kind of hesitated to even to dial in because I'm not totally ready yet.
That's okay. Just leave your phone number, and for those women that would love to connect and share with you, they'll call you.
Okay, thank you. So my contact number is 404-623-2345, and I say one more time, that's 404-623-2345, and my name is Janice Roche, and I'm actually really, truly blessed because I just started back in the real estate market, and I already have my first listing on the market, so I'm super excited about that. Yes, thank you.
Wonderful.
So a good first head start.
Wonderful. And see, Janice, that's one of the points that I've been trying to get across to all of the listeners is that sometimes you don't feel like you are prepared, but it's okay to still press that star one and say, hey, this is who I am. This is the city I'm in. Here's a contact number that you can reach me, because trust me, I have had some wonderful things to come out of not necessarily being prepared, but taking that opportunity when it presents itself. So bravo, that's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to take that opportunity. So again, welcome to the show, and I hope that you continue to be one of our listeners.
Yes, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Janice, take care. You too. It is 12:30 after the hour, and we are now moving forward to our hot topic for the day, technology tips to promote yourself online. I am so excited to bring on our featured guest today. She is an associate, a dear friend, a lifetime member of Women About Biz, and someone who I highly regard, and that is no other than Pamela Adams. I want to go ahead and read her bio to you, and then from there I'm going to bring Pamela on, and she's going to be sharing with you again technology tips to promote yourself. R. Pamela Adams is a technology strategist, trainer, speaker, author, and the owner of BizLinks Consulting Group, LLC, an Atlanta-based technology consulting firm. With a career that spans over 20 years in information technology and internet marketing strategies, Pam explains the technical to the technically challenged. That's what she's very good at doing. As a serial entrepreneur, in June 2011, she opened the BizLinks Center, a world-class meeting, event, and social workspace that offers business and personal development workshops, networking, social events, and a co-working community. The center also houses the BizLinks Center studio, from which the BizLinks TV shows are streamed live and pre-recorded. Pam serves as the Regional Development Director for Constant Contact from 2007 through 2011, and during that time, she presented to well over more than 14,000 people in seminars and conferences. She continues to provide email marketing workshops, speaks regularly at conferences, and offers email campaign management services and consulting as an accredited Constant Contact solution provider. Pam has also designed programs and trained numerous small businesses, entrepreneurs, associations, and nonprofits on how to enhance and improve their businesses through innovative and affordable internet marketing strategies. Her mission is to help businesses increase their productivity and sales through the effective use of technology. Pamela, are you there?
Hi, Trina. I am here and ready and so excited to be on today's show.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome to Successful Woman Radio. And I know that you listen to the show all the time. And I just want to publicly, first of all, just give you just a huge, big virtual hug and a thank you, because you have always been my sister friend. You have always been there for Women About Biz, and you have supported us in so many ways. So I want to thank you publicly for that.
Thank you, Trina, and it has definitely been a mutual feeling.
You know, this topic, using technology to promote yourself online, I don't know if you were on in the beginning when I said a lot of people have beautiful websites, but if it doesn't do the job in attracting visitors, then it's just another pretty site, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people, you know, use the website. They have flash going on. Things are moving and all of that. All of that's fine and dandy. But like you said, if it's not converting the visitors into business, they've just got a pretty website with a lot of activity.
Absolutely. Before we get started in the core questions I have for you today, let me just ask you this. Do you find that women are just totally lacking a lot of knowledge when it comes to shamelessly promoting themselves online? Are they just not with the program?
You know, I think part of it is lacking the knowledge on how to do it, especially how to do it affordably. But the other part of it is The other part is it, excuse me for a moment, the other part of it is that, you know, they really just need to get the resources, but you also just have to learn how to do it. You've got to toot your own horn. If you don't toot your own horn, you know, no one else is going to toot it for you. But there's great ways to do it. There's affordable ways to do it, and we just really have to get out there and do it. I think a lot of women are still somewhat afraid of technology, and, you know, some of the first things I get, responses I get is, oh, you know, I don't understand technology or don't, you know much about it. And I tell them, well, you know, you didn't used to know how to drive either. You know, so the information is out there, the content is out there, you know, and just start implementing, just go for it, you know, click those buttons.
Exactly. It's not going to blow up or break.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's go ahead and delve right into this, Pam. Question, the first question I have for you is in reference to email, because I know there are a lot of people out there that are wondering, is it still wise and prudent to even think about doing email marketing? But how can you utilize your regular email to promote yourself?
That's a great question. You know, email marketing, of course, is still a fantastic way to stay in front of your contacts, let people know what's going on, and, to, you know, to promote your business and find more prospects. But in talking about, you know, just email itself, your regular email account, that's a great tool to utilize to really promote yourself. And a lot of people don't utilize their email signatures well. And, you know, it's as simple as, you know, setting up your email signature to include your contact information, of course, but then add links to your online profile. If you're using, you know, social media, any other online profiles, add the links right there in your email signatures. I think a lot of people kind of miss the boat, and they just include quotes in their email signature, and that's great. That, that kind of tells people maybe where you are and what you think about what's important to you. But it really is about them when they have to forward your email on to someone else. They need to know, you know, how to get in front of you, how to contact you, and using that more powerfully than just having your contact information, but include your profile, your link, so that they can read about you and what you've accomplished. And the second thing that I would really say about using your regular email, and this is something I've preached for years, and you preach it right along with me, is one, have the email that goes along with your domain name. You know,
amen,
I cannot say enough.
Amen.
Right. We can't say enough. And we're not talking about your business name at Gmail. We are talking about your name at yourwebsite.com. You know, promote yourself. Why are you advertising for Gmail and for Google? Advertise for yourself so that we know, you know, you've invested in yourself, you have that website, and for many, you know, they feel they don't want to do that because they don't have the website up yet. And, you know, we offer solutions for businesses. It's so affordable, you know, it's really a few dollars to be able to get that domain name, get that matching email address, and even point that domain name either to a one-page presence or to one of your existing online profiles. I mean, we're really talking less than $20. But it makes a difference when you're talking about promoting yourself. When I look at someone's business card, you know, I see a website and then I see it at Gmail email account. You know, and I'm wondering, why would they not have their email address that goes along with their domain name? Promote themselves.
Exactly. I think, is it because a lot of people get confused that even though you might be able to use Gmail, you can still have your .com emails pointed to Gmail rather than using Gmail itself as the actual address.
Right, right. It's, you know, I think people just aren't really aware, possibly. They don't realize, or depending on where they bought their domain name, they're not necessarily using the right company that gives them all the tools they need for their business. But, you know, having a company that includes that email address with their domain name, and it's free. It comes right along with it when you're using the right company. So I think a lot of them, and some of them are just comfortable. They get a Gmail account, and they just get comfortable with it because they see so many people utilizing it. They use it personally, and they think if I just put my business name in front of it, that that's going to be enough. But what they're not realizing either is that you don't really, you can't control it. If Google, for example, decides they're going to stop dealing with email and stop Gmail at any point, you're stuck. Whereas with your domain name and your own hosting, you control that email address regardless of whether you want to go to Yahoo or Gmail or wherever else. So having those controls is important. You know, a great example is Google is retiring their Google Reader app on July 1st. So everyone that has used a Google Reader, you know, now they have to find another solution. So, you know, it's own what you can, and, you know, owning your email. I've had my emails for, you know, over 15 years. And I don't have to worry about whether this company is now, I'm getting more spam here and more spam there, and what this company, who bought what company, you know, I still control it.
Absolutely, and that's a point well taken.
Mm-hmm.
How about, what are some of the effective ways and tools to promote yourself online? I mean, I think a lot of people are confused about that as well. Outside of the email,
right,
what are some other ways to promote yourself?
Well, you know, a lot of people, of course, are familiar with the social media, so we won't go into kind of the big three, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter right now. But, you know, those are definitely still viable. The thing I would say about the social media sites is, you know, really make sure that you're sure which tool your clients are at, your customers are at, where are your competitors, and where are your prospects. Making sure that I could be spending my time on Facebook, but if that's not where my prospects are, I've just killed a lot of time and wasted a lot of time if I find out that really, for my audience, they're over on Twitter. So, you know, really find out which site is where, you know, your prospects are and where your competitors are. But when you look at others, there's a lot of other networks that are out there that are really growing. Pinterest, for example. A lot of people have been hesitant to get into Pinterest because they think it's just about scrapbooking or it's just about fashion or just about food. And there's so much more to it. You know, when the larger companies start using the tool, you know, they're the second largest social network right now. And a lot of people don't realize that. Yeah. So, you know, looking at that, looking at how other companies and businesses are utilizing it, so, you know, you'll find out that it's more than just, you know, the fashion and food. Just like Facebook, you know, we thought Facebook was only for the college students, and now look at how people are utilizing it. So Pinterest is a great social network that's out there. You know, you still have a lot of other social networks out there as well that are worth looking into that are smaller ones, but your audience may be right there. They may be on Dig and using a site like Dig. So look at that. Look at other online profiles are another great way to use online tools to promote yourself online. There's some great profiles that are free out there. About.me is one. I love About.me. My rpamela.com just points directly to that. People have my bio, and they have my links to all of my other websites, so they can find me online. It's my initial online web presence. And then there's a new one that's out that I love called Vizify, and it's spelled V-I-Z. Yes, V-I-Z as in Victor, I-Z-I-F-Y. And what I love about this tool is really a graphical bio for you. So it connects to your social networks and pulls in that data, and then you can tweak it from there. But what I like about it is they also have a little widget that I can add to my email signature. So now people don't just get my Facebook icon or my Twitter icon. They get this graphical icon that's my little picture in a circle, and it's Vizify. They click it, and they go straight to my Vizify bio, and they see more of a graphical representation of my bio as opposed to just reading straight text.
Oh, that's real good, Pam. Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That, now, I had heard about Vizify, but I did not know exactly what they do, so that's a good thing. Okay.
I'd say another great tool that I'll share is VCITA, and that's V as in Victor, C-I-T-A. And VCITA really takes me into a couple of tools that VCITA offers, but what I really love for is I use it for my scheduling. So when you're talking about prospecting and staying in touch with your contacts and following up with those contacts, having a tool that allows you to be able to schedule very easily. It connects with my Google Calendar. They can see the available spots on my calendar. So we don't spend a lot of time back and forth on phone and in the email in order to make a schedule. But then it also just gives me great online tools. I have a great online bio that goes right along with my VCITA. I can incorporate it on my website. They can see it on my website. It pops right up. They can click and view my bio. They can schedule a meeting with me, send me a quick message. But it has a lot of great follow-up tools. So when you're talking about the promotion and promoting yourself online, you also want to make sure that you have those tools that keep track of what you're doing and that allow you to follow up with those contacts. So it's another great tool for scheduling and having online conference calls, doing video calls with your contacts. So it has a lot of great features in it as well.
Wonderful. Excellent, excellent resources. Now, since we utilize sites like LinkedIn and Facebook to promote ourselves, how important is it to have a separate website?
I think it is so key to have a separate website, and that really goes back to what I said earlier about what you control. You know, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he's made, what, billions of dollars now. He may just decide, you know what, I'm finished. Or, for example, you know, Facebook constantly changes their look and feel. You know, the college students are moving away from Facebook because too many parents are on it, which means eventually the parents are going to follow, especially as they start incorporating more and more ad focused things. There's going to be more cost related to a site like Facebook. So if that happens, you know, you aren't really controlling that. So, and you don't own your content when it's on Facebook. So, you know, you want to look at making sure that you have your content where you control it as well. You know, definitely still use the social networks, but you want to integrate the two. Integrate the social networks into your website and make sure that you're driving traffic from your social networks to your website as well. You know, there's a great way to do it. You know, considering a tool like WordPress is great. Now a lot of people aren't aware that you can do static pages on WordPress. It doesn't have to be all a blog. So WordPress is for more than just blogs now. So you can integrate a lot of tools, you know, utilize the plugins that WordPress provides. So you don't have to be as techy as you used to have to be for maintaining your website. Even if you have a designer develop it for you, you can really take over the controls, add in the plugins. Like VC that I mentioned earlier, they have a great plugin where you have a great contact page. It also has a little pop-up where it really comes up on any page that I want it to come up, so that people are able to immediately see, hey, there's a way to contact her, or, hey, I can read this bio. So utilizing the plugins, I have a YouTube plugin, for example. So I'm not worried about people having to find all my videos on YouTube. They can go to my website and see those same videos. So it gives me more control.
So what I want to do is, this particular question is really important because there are a lot of you listening that just have a fan page or you just have a LinkedIn page or a Twitter account, and you're promoting yourself that way because you've probably heard, oh, you can just, you don't need a website. You can just promote your business through Facebook, or you can, you know.
Right.
And you're following the momentum of the popularity without realizing that Facebook has control over all of that, and they can make changes at any time. As I have heard horror stories of Facebook canceling someone's fan page, and they've had, like, 20,000 followers, and all of a sudden, overnight, they wake up and their face page is gone because Facebook said they violated some rule.
Right.
So you have to really make sure that you have a separate website. So I hope everyone listening is definitely taking note of that. And talking about staying active on social media, I think the key word here that comes to everybody's mind is overwhelm when they're out. Having to post on Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all these different things. But what can business women use? What can we do to not take valuable time away from running our business? What tools are out there for posting?
Well, I'll tell you, two great tools. The first tool is a simple tool. It's not even an online tool, and that's called a timer. Because one thing, we spend so much time, like you said, on social networks, and you get caught up. You know, so one thing I always tell people is you control the technology. Don't let it control you. So you set a timer and say, I'm only going to spend 20 minutes on Facebook, and you set that timer for it. But an online tool that you can use to really help you manage all of these sites is Hootsuite, and that's H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E. So Hootsuite is a great, great tool for managing, you know, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter accounts. And if you're like us, because I know you have multiple accounts just like me, where I have, you know, two Twitter accounts and two Facebooks, or I have my user account and my business page. So using a tool like Hootsuite really allows you to manage that. What I like about it is, one, I can create different lists. Because, you know, with Twitter especially, there's so many people that you're following that are following you, and there's this etiquette about it. But you're really not wanting to hear everything everybody has to say when you necessarily go out to your account. Hootsuite allows you to create lists and search columns so that you can see. I have a list called Good Biz. Those are my key people that I want to know what they're saying on a daily basis related to my industry or my topics of interest. So I'm able to just look at that list and weed out all of that other noise that might be out there in social networks. That's going to save me a lot of time right there using search feature.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, the other thing I like about it is you're able to schedule your posts. So you can get up in the morning, use an RSS reader like I mentioned before, and then go through your feeds, the new information that's out there, the interesting things that you want to share throughout the day, but schedule them in Hootsuite to go out at periodic times of the day so that you don't have to go out there all throughout the day, but it will automatically send them on your behalf.
And that's the key right there is automation.
Right,
you
exactly. Automation.
It's really, really, really understanding that if you're going to be heavily involved in marketing and promoting your business online, you have got to learn how to develop a system and automate the whole process, you know. And so, again, Pam, I just want to point out to those that are listening, this is how you use Pam. This is how you use her, because if you don't have a strategy or a system in place or don't know what's best for you, kind of like a roadmap of what you should be doing, because, again, Facebook may not be for you if that's not where your target market is hanging out, then that's when you need to call Pam. So, Pam, I want to just break right now and make sure that everybody has your phone number and website to go to. Go ahead.
Okay. Our phone number here at the BizLink Center is 678-825-5201, and the website is thebizlinkcenter.com, and BizLinks is spelled BIZLYNKS. So it's thebizlinkcenter.com.
Wonderful. Okay, and we'll repeat that again for those of you that are taking notes. I want to talk now about video, because this is something that I've gotten involved with recently. And let me just say, you know, I started posting video maybe about 3 weeks ago. And can I tell you, in all of my 15-plus years of being online, I've gotten more response from video than anything else. Amazing. How can businesswomen utilize video to enhance their online presence?
Well, you know, Trina, we're in such a fast-paced world right now, and we're really in the age of TMI, too much information. So people aren't reading nearly as much as they used to because there's just so much out there to read. You know, you're looking at Twitter, you're looking at Facebook, you're looking at LinkedIn. You know, so there's a lot to read. So video is really, really taking root even more strongly than before because people – they like the natural, they like the authentic and seeing that authentic person. You know, yes, I can read, but a lot of times we know people are using others in their company or their department to, you know, manage all of their social networks. So being able to actually see that person makes such a difference. Being able to see someone provide a testimonial about that person makes a big difference compared to just reading a testimonial that maybe the person wrote, maybe they didn't, you know. So the video has really come a long way when it talks about promoting yourself, and they don't have to be high-end production. You know, everyone loves the natural video. They want to see your flubs as well. So, you know, using tools like YouTube is great. You know, YouTube has a great channel where, you know, create your own channel on YouTube. You know, it's a social network, just like all the other social networks. And on top of it, you know, YouTube is the second largest search engine out there, you know, and the funny thing is it's owned by the first largest search engine, but which is Google. But, I mean, YouTube, people immediately go to YouTube. There is a YouTube video for almost everything under the sun. So they go to YouTube and do searches. So, you know, you want, when they're out there searching for your particular topic or industry or area of expertise, you want to make sure that you come up. So, you know, also take into account, and something we can say for another show is really talking about how to truly optimize your presence. You know, there's some tricks to that with how you describe your video, how you describe your pictures on your website, things like that. But, you know, getting yourself found in YouTube, but, you know, you got to start with having a YouTube channel in the first place if you want to be found in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what's so very, very exciting. And, you know, again, I did my videos with my iPad, which is excellent, excellent Mm-hmm. Excellent visual, excellent voice pickup, everything. And I know that there are some smartphones out there that are very, very good with doing video as well. And for those of you who are local in the Atlanta area, you've just got to visit the BizLink Center because, Pam, you guys have a special video program that you help with small business owners as well. Could you talk about that right quick?
Yes, absolutely. I have a show called That's My Biz. So here at the BizLink Center, we have a green screen studio because, you know, I want businesses to have an affordable way to do what they need to do to get their name out there to promote themselves. So we created the studio so the business can come in and do just that. And I have one particular show called That's My Biz. And it's where I do a 10 to 15 minute interview with the business. And it's an advertorial show so that they're able to actually put the video on their own website so people can learn about them by watching their video, watching their interview, as opposed to them just trying to do a direct sales pitch to someone.
Wow.
So I love
really
doing that
good.
Show. I love doing that show. We work with, you know, others as well to do short full motion photo video commercials. People, we work with a lot of authors and coaches and consultants that want to do their own, you know, training videos or educational videos. So we do a lot here at the center. We have BizLinks TV. This is my famous self-promotion, BizLinks TV, where and we're looking for those that want to put on their own shows as well. And it's amazingly affordable for people to do their own shows. People don't even realize how quick and easy it is to do. And if we, of course, help them, so we make it that much easier for them.
Wow, so for those of you who are in the metro area, and even for those of you who are outside of the state of Georgia, you can still give Pam a call and schedule a consult with her because she can help you with your strategy and let you know some of those things that are important to do if you're interested in doing your video or your social networking. Pam, I want to go ahead and give out your number again. It's 678-825-5201. Again, 678-825-5201, and you can go to the BizLinksCenter.com, and links is spelled LYNKS, the BizLinksCenter.com. And for those of you, I see we had a few people tune in. You are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and we are interviewing technology strategist Pamela Adams. And we're talking about technology tips and tools you can use to promote yourself online. Well, Pam, last but not least, are there any other sites that are available out there that we should know about that women can go and promote themselves on outside of the norm?
Absolutely. I'm going to share one other just fun site that they can use tied to video as well and to really make it easy for you to do your videos and get them out there online. And the site is SocialCam. SocialCam.
Okay.
And SocialCam, they have an app for your iPad, for your iPhone, for your Android. And what it does is it's a site that allows you to be able to shoot your videos. There's really no limit to the time frame for your videos, but it makes it kind of fun. It's almost like Instagram is for photos, it's SocialCam is for videos. So it's a social network. You can follow others that are posting their videos. But when you're out and about doing something related to your business or, again, getting that customer testimonial, someone just happens to be raving about you, do a quick social cam, and then it allows you to actually automatically upload it to your Facebook and to your YouTube and other social networks right then. You can add filters to it and make it fun. You can add a little ticker or your intro title to your video. But it really makes it easy to promote yourself and to get it out there on your social networks with just your phone.
Wow, that's wonderful. And that's social, S-O-C-I-A-L, CAM, C-A-M.
Yes, yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So this has been just awesome because you have just given us all so much tech to think about. And, again, I want to call out Pamela's phone number, 678-825-5201. Pam, I know that you're going to come back, right? You're going to share some more with us. And I know that you are, hopefully we'll be doing a teleclass soon and doing some other stuff together. So I'm very, very excited about bringing Pam to the Women About Biz family and making sure that everybody knows her expertise because she can help you a whole lot. Pamela, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything else
thank
you would like
Trina.
To
Well, you know,
did
Lou,
you have
like you said,
announcement?
Well, you know, we always have a lot going on here at the center. We're proud to definitely host the coming out party, so to speak, for Win About Biz Atlanta. I do have a There's an App for That class coming up this month. And we have a lot of other great events here at the center. Again, they can go to the website. They will see our online calendar and the posts about the other events that are going on and the classes that I continually offer around, you know, technology, whether it's your tablet or whether it's, you know, social media or how to promote yourself online.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the blessing, and we look forward to getting more updates on being technically savvy as businesswomen. Thank you so much, Pam.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trina.
Uh-huh. And, of course, you've just listened to an interview with technologist strategist Pamela Adams, who is also the CEO and founder of the BizLinks Center. And, again, you can go to their website, the T-H-E, BizLinksCenter.com, and links is spelled L-Y-N-K-S. And you can reach Pamela at 678-825-5201. Also, I want to again give kudos to Cynthia Turner, who shamelessly promoted herself. You can reach Cynthia at 404-372-3860 for all of your writing and content needs. And then Janice Roche, who is getting ready to start her real estate business back up. Yay, Janice, and congratulations once more on your new client and property. You can reach Janice at 404-623-2345. Again, I want to just encourage everyone to make sure you mark your calendar for next Monday, which is the 17th, as we continue on with our theme, Shameless Self-Promotion. At this time, right after this musical intro, I am going to give you a little bit of inspiration and affirmation and then close out the show. In just a few minutes, so hang in there with us. Being authentic and feeling free to share who you are and what you do is all about becoming a savvy and free and joyful businesswoman. Know that your talent and your knowledge can be a blessing to so many other people, and you must not hold it back or keep it to yourself. So, ladies, it's so important to share, connect, inform, and bless. It's all about using your talent and potential to help other people. So this week, I want you to utilize the affirmation that says, I am confident, ever learning and ready to share my talent, my knowledge, and my business with others. Again, I am confident, ever learning and ready to share my talent, my knowledge, and my business with others. It's so important. The more we learn to become shamelessly self-promoting and letting people know who we are and what we do, the more we lose the fear and step out of the comfort zone, the more we become authentic to ourselves. And when we become authentic, we are going to see ourselves accomplish our dreams and goals like never before. Again, mark your calendar for next Monday, the 17th. And as always, I thank you for your blessing of sharing Successful Woman Radio with other women that you know. Please make sure that you continue on also to journal. Don't forget that. And for those of you that are interested in taking the Lunch and Learn teleclass, Building Your Own List, on Wednesday the 19th, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on events to register for the teleclass as soon as you can. I don't want you to get left out, but there is a limit. Take care, everybody. Have a productive and an abundant week. I hope that your opportunities are just pushing together and falling over. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.